Now, I know you're starting to see the power of charisma. And as we talk about this, you're probably asking yourself, okay, now what? What do I need to do from here? And I want to reveal a few more keys of charisma to really help you out so you can master this skill. Let me tell you a little fable about the fox and the fox. Fox was running and jumping and playing in a large field. He was enjoying one of the last days of autumn. As he sprang up and over a fence, he plunged headfirst into a large hole that was dug out by a farmer attempting to build a well. The farmer found a little water but left a large and gaping hole. The fox in a panic jumped and jumped, attempting to free himself from his new prison. He tried and tried, but was unable to spring himself free and was becoming incredibly fatigued and wet. Another fox walked by and stuck his face over the hole and asked the other fox what he was doing. "Oh," said the fox, "haven't you heard? There's going to be a drought, and this will be the only water in all the land. I will let you join me, and you will be spared the drought. Jump now so you will also be saved." The other fox thought and thought, and something just didn't feel right. Here was a fellow fox that wanted to help him, but every part of him was telling him to run. "Come on," said the fox in the hole. "Jump in so you won't die." The fox in the hole was secretly going to jump off the back of the second fox to his freedom, making the other fox stuck in his place. The fox peering in the hole said, "I'll come back later to join you," and ran off, leaving the fox stranded. What's the meaning there? People will always follow their instinct before logic. When things don't feel right, they will usually lie and flee the situation. What types of feelings do you generate in others? Do they lie to you? If you want to get ranked with charismatic people, you must understand how to read people and how they read you. Most people are not educated in the art and science of human nature and human interaction. It is just a feeling they get when they are around you. You need to be able to manage not only your first impression, but every impression when interacting with other people. They are judging both consciously and subconsciously. This knowledge creates great confidence and charisma when you have the ability not only to read people, but trigger the right feelings and moods during every encounter. Everything you do and say affects their emotions and how they feel about you. We think that everyone is logical, and if we give them all the facts and figures, then it will always work in our favor. Wrong! We do have a logical side to us, but we know, and studies show, that we are extremely emotional, and our emotions and subconscious mind are huge factors in our decisions and how we feel and treat other people. Did you know that up to 95% of all influence comes back to a subconscious trigger? This means the inclinations of, "it just feels right," or "I don't trust this person," are all based on subconscious emotional reactions. This 95% of subconscious thought and emotional feeling occurs in the unconscious mind without our awareness. What this means is our conscious awareness of reality is a result of subconscious triggers. So, what is a subconscious trigger? Well, it is a feeling that says, "I like or don't like this person." Every single thing you do or say can trigger a response, good or bad, in your audience. It could also be a smell, the effect of music, color, word choice, nonverbal gestures, atmosphere, their mood, or even tone of voice. You must master and have this knowledge to maintain long-term charisma. When you become charismatic, you must be able to read people like a book, find patterns in their behavior, and know what emotions you are creating. Human behavior is also predictable. There are certain triggers or knee-jerk reactions we all have. Do you see the power in understanding why people do what they do and getting inside and understanding their mind? How do they really feel and think about you? What if you knew the questions and objections brewing in their mind? What if you knew their main motivators or their feelings? Are they telling the truth or are they lying to you? Understand that as humans, we spend little or no time processing the constant bombardment of information around us. We don't have time to mentally process everything, so we develop these mental shortcuts. We tend to follow our feelings, even if it is hard to admit. We always respond more to gut instincts, intuition, and other emotionally based triggers. We just want to feel right about things. We are emotional, subconscious decision makers with just a touch of logic. As you develop charisma and influence, you're going to realize that most of it will operate below conscious thought. When you ask someone why they thought the person was charismatic, you will get many standard responses. But the reality is that it just felt charismatic. This knowledge will empower you to influence others and get them in the right state of mind. You'll have better relationships, become more charismatic, master the ability to lead, and improve your income. As you study subconscious triggers, remember there's five categories. Verbal, your words, rate of speech and inflection. Nonverbal, your gestures, your space management or proximics, and your movement. Your state, your emotional state, your mood and your feelings. Appearance, the way you dress, your accessories and your attraction, the way you look. And there are things that you're doing that we call triggers, triggers that repel. What are you doing that cause resistance? So what's the final key? What we learn to do, we learn by doing. That is from Aristotle. So let's talk about this. When you tap into your charisma, you will attract many people to you. As you gather people and build teams and create synergy, you will become unbreakable, have unlimited power, and then have the resources to achieve your goals and make the world a better place. Bottom line, we know that when we work together, we accomplish more. Everything you've learned, as a whole, can be overwhelming if you attempted to do it all at once. Remember, break down each skill. Master each skill. Repeat the lessons and become a great persuader. Then at the end, whether it's a year, month, day, or whatever it is, you've broken this large goal, becoming charismatic, into smaller, manageable, bite-sized pieces. You've mastered this priceless skill. Charisma is a lifetime pursuit. Be careful you don't confuse popularity or the number of friends you have with charisma. Just because you are a manager does not mean you're a leader. Just because you can persuade people does not mean you have long-term influence over them. We have never arrived at truly mastering this critical life skill. We can learn and grow every day. The more tools you learn, the more successful you're going to be. If you have not achieved your success or your income goals, keep working on this vital skill. Remember, it is charisma that is 20% that gives you 80% of the results. Some of these skills we talked about come naturally to you. Others need a little practice. Others will be completely foreign to you and require some concentrated effort. The key here is to understand that to win the race, talking about your goals here, you must start the race. I remember once when I was getting ready to start a race. It was a 13-mile race, so it wasn't something you would take lightly. I was stretching, and I saw a t-shirt that revealed a great truth. It said, "The challenge is not finishing, the challenge is starting." Make up your mind to start the race, and then you will know you will finish. You can come up with all the excuses you want, but none of those will bring you success or happiness like true success. Practice these techniques every day. Sure, the first time you try anything, it might feel a little awkward or might not even work. Stick to the plan, stick to the race, and you will see success. So again, practice these techniques every day. I know it might feel a little awkward, might not even work, might seem a little strange, but you stick to this. You follow these techniques. These are proven principles, and you will see success.